Okay, tonight is Monday night, February 3rd, Motzoi Super Bowl. This is the Gemara Shir, Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Tet Amud Bet. Okay.
Okay, Rabotai, we are up to Daf Yud Tet Amud Beis. And we are going to finish up that which we started last week, namely trying to understand what is the definition or the essence of Avelu Shloshim as opposed specifically to Avelus of Shiva. And the point of departure was that the Gemara said that as soon as it's in the middle of Yud Tes Amud Beis, a little before the middle, where the Gemara said, in the name of the Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav, Aver, Kevon She'amdu Minachamim Me'etzlo, Mutter Berechitza. As soon as the Menachamim leave his house on the last day of the Shiva, then that Avel is permitted in Rechitza. So we pointed out, we saw the sources, that despite the fact that Al-Pidin Rechitza is permissible, nonetheless, by way of Minhag, Am Yisrael were machmir not to engage in rechitza until the end of the shloshim. We read it in the Rambam, we saw it in the other Rishonim, and the question was how to understand what's the origin of it, why did suddenly people were machmir, what were they concerned about, and a secondary machloikis, but a fundamental one, between the Shach versus Rab Kiveiger and the Dagon Lerava. The Shach had said that the minhag to prohibit rechitza during the shloshim was only for rechitza bechamin, in hot water. However, rechitza bitzonan, bathing with cold water, showering with cold water, is not even included in the chumrah. That's what the Shach said, if you remember correctly. And Rav Kiveiger and the Dagon Lerava said, no, there is no difference whatsoever between Chamin and Sonan, just as there is no difference during the Shiva between Chamin and Sonan. All forms of Rechitza are prohibited. So what we're trying to do is understand the opinion of the Shach. That's, again, this shir was based on the shir of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and Rav Aaron was looking to defend the Shach's opinion, or at least understand it. And the reason why he spent, I don't know why he spent the whole shir on the trying to defend the Shach, but it's, we know why. Because the Shach is considered G'doylei HaPoiskim in Yoredeya. G'doylei HaPoiskim. That when the Mechaber says something, and the Ramah says something, and then there was a comment by the Shach, his opinion outweighs all of the subsequent commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. So he outweighs the Taz, he outweighs the Dagon Lerava, outweighs Rav Kiveiger, Shach is G'doylei HaPoiskim. So he wanted to understand the opinion of the Shach. So we suggested one thing. We suggested one explanation as to what the basis of the Isur of Chumrah, not the Isur, the Chumrah of not bathing during Shloshim. Namely, that it's related to the combing issue. To the combing issue. Siwuk. What is the combing issue? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Nazir, and we looked at the Rambam as well, that a Nazir is not permitted to comb his hair during his Nazirus. And stam nazirus is shloshim yoyim. If it's not specified to the contrary, it's 30 days. Why is a nazir now out of comb his hair? Because often when you comb your hair, some hairs are pulled out. Some hairs are pulled out. And therefore you will violate the isur of the nazir, who is not allowed to cut any of his hair. Fine. So if that is the case, then the shach makes no sense whatsoever. If the isur rechitza is not an isur unto itself, but rather, since when you take a bath or a shower, what is one of the next things that you are going to do after you dry your hair? You're going to comb it. So since there is a concern about cutting your hair, and that is in the Gemara, as tisporet is one of the things which the Gemara explicitly prohibits during the shloshim, therefore as a protection for the shloshim of cutting your hair, the chumra developed not to bathe. If that's the case, then it makes no sense to distinguish between hot water and cold water. And then the Taz and the Dagomer, Vava, and Rabbi Veger are all logical that it should make no difference, and under all circumstances, you are not permitted to bathe, because no matter what type of bathing you're going to do, you might comb your hair immediately thereafter. Yes?
Is a nazir not allowed to bathe at all?
No.
Because it goes back to what you said last week about your hair. Because a nazir is also good.
Good. So your question is a good question. And Rishonim or Achronim, I forget which one, ask your question. I don't remember the answer why the concern about bathing is not a concern by a nazir, but it is a concern by another. I don't remember the answer. But they answer that question. They ask that question and have an answer for it. Yes?
Like, by Malacha Chabad, you have to do it at derech of the Malacha. So, like, why don't they say it's not derech tisparet? So, therefore, if the comb's pulling out,
Because by Shabbos, there is a halacha that you require meleches machsheves asra toira. Only significant type of activity is prohibited. Part of the defining aspects of significant is that it has to follow a specific protocol that existed in the Mikdash. Mm-hmm. By other areas of halacha, that demand of meleches machsheves doesn't exist. So there are many leniencies on a d'oraisa level by Shabbos that may not be applicable to another Issur d'oraisa, and that's a good example of it.
There is an Issur though about too intense morning pulling your hair out, isn't there something like that?
That's correct. That's pulling your hair out. Correct. Not combing your hair. Okay. And not cutting your hair is that's losus godudu. Losasimu korchal hames. Don't make yourself bald al hames. That's what it means.
More sense to me here if they were saying that's why they want to go to chumra, because it's more like lo tikodudu or something like that.
No, but that's no one said it's not. It's a good svara, but unfortunately, nobody says it other than you. So we're not going to worry about the shach's comment according to your. So we mentioned a Maharam of the Rama Rutenberg who said that that the Chumra is simply Hilchasa Medina. That was the expression that the Rama Rutenberg used, and I told you that that Hilchasa Medina means it's found elsewhere in the Gemara itself, and it means simply that they established a minhag, and the simple explanation here is that, and I want to show it to you in the words of the Rambam, or how the Rambam formulates something, and then we'll understand what it means. and then try to understand the shach. So if you take the sheet for a moment, please. On page number one, and as somebody asked me, am I going to number them today? 15A, 15B. I'm not a Chiefs fan, so I couldn't care less than Pat Mahomes, one of the most valuable players. Football season's over and done with, and that's it. So it's regular numbers. Unfortunately, there's nothing. Very slow sports season. And in fact, I always start off my class in school, you know, we talk about the sports to the previous day. Lately, we've been learning the whole period. Going on? You know, the Knicks, there's nothing to talk about. Rangers, maybe we have a half a prayer that they can get on a hot streak. It's, until pitchers and catchers come on February 14th. And even then, exhibition season doesn't mean much. In Perek Hay of Hilchos Avel, the Rambam outlines every Isur of Shiva. So if you just permit me to just go through this briefly. Eilu devarim shehaavel asur bahen biyom rishon min haTorah u'bishar hayamimi divrei. That's the Rambam Shita. First day is the Raisa. Rest of the Shiva is only the Rabbana. And he writes, asur lisaper, can't take a haircut. Lichabes, laundry. Lirchot, bathe. Lasuf, anoint. Lishamesh mitoso, have marital relations. Linol isasando, to wear shoes. Lasot melacha, to do any melacha. Likrot bidivrei Torah, not allowed to learn. Ulizkov eshamita, to turn over your bed. At that time, what they did was to show that the house was a Beit Avel. Their beds were made out of straw on the bottom and a little piece of material on top of it. That was the bed. And Avel turns over the bed and sleeps on the straw side. Today, it's a little impractical to engage what's called Zekifa Samita. It's a little difficult. No one expects you to sleep on the springs. So we do something else. We cover the mirrors for the symbol that this house is a Beit Avel. Velif roa et rosho, and he's obligated to what? Lif roa et rosho. What's that? Pera, what does that mean? Let it go wild. His hair should go wild. Ulish ol shalom, and he's not permitted to greet you. Shalom aleichem, and Avel doesn't say. Hakol acharasar davar, a total of 11 things. And for the rest of the perek, the Rambam just enumerates or elaborates on each one of those 11 things. Fine. Now go for a second, and it goes all the way through pages 1 and 2. And others say that Priyas Harosh, in fact that's the Rambam's opinion, means he should cover his head. Wear like an Atifa around his head, like the Arabs do. Atifas Yishma'elim. To cover his face almost completely. That's how the Rambam turns Priyas Harosh. Says the Rambam on page 3. The next parak, parak Vav of Hilchos Avel. The Divrei Sofrim Shiyye ha'avel noheg b'mitzas divrei avelus kol shloshim. There is a obligation midrabanan for an avel to be noheg mitzas divrei avelus kol shloshim. Uminayin samchu chachamim l'shloshim yom. How did the chachamim arrive at 30 days? The Rambam comes up with a very unusual source, not quoted in the Gemara by any other Rishonim. Shene Emar, Uvachsa esavia ve'esima yerach yomim. This is talking about Eishes Shifas Torah, Parshas Kiseitze. That this woman who is taken captive by Israeli soldiers cannot have relations with her until she undergoes a a process of disassociating herself with her parents, then you can marry her. So she's supposed to mourn her parents for 30 days. Michlal Shaha'avel Mitztair Kol Shloshim Yom. Fine, very nice. Now in Halacha Beis. Ve'elu Dvarim Shaha'avel Asur Behen Kol Shloshim Yom. Tispores, Gehutz, Nisuin, Simcha Mereus, Velelech Bischora Mimdina Limdina. Those five things. Velelech Mimdina Limdina. Here the Rambam is talking about Alpi Din. So I am now going to ask you the following question. Or, what does the Rambam emphasize about Isurim during the Shloshim? Are they brand new? Or are they basically what took place during Shiva? But the only difference is, instead of 11 Nihugei Avelos that takes place during Shiva, what are we left with during Shloshim? Only five. So, what? They're brand new?
One of them is new.
Okay. So, which ones are brand new?
Erech B'schora.
Okay, but he doesn't have to... He doesn't have to write that in Shiva based on the fact that he's not allowed to go to work. It says, Asur B'malacha.
Simcha Mereus.
What?
Simcha Mereus.
So the Rambam didn't have to write Simcha Mereus in the Shiva, because no one expects you to go to a wedding during the Shiva. It's a double pashut that the Nihug of Avelus is in contradistinction to feeling like another. He doesn't have to tell us that. So let's take something where there is a definite common denominator. Look at Halacha Gimel. B'tisporas ketzad. Kishem she'asu l'saper kol sa'ar gufo o l'galeach sifamo. Just as that he is not permitted to shave his hair on his head, or to cut or trim his mustache, o l'akutz tziparnav b'kli kol shiva. Not allowed to cut your nails with a nail cutter all shiva. Kach Asur kol shloshim yom. Kach asur ol shloshim yom. So what emerges from the Rambam is that there is no decrease in the intensity of what was noheg during the Shiva. What decreases? Just the number of activities. But just as the Rambam believes that there is an isur of cutting any part of your body hair and cutting your nails during the Shiva, it's the exact same definition for the Shloshim. Exact same definition for the Shloshim. And many Rishonim will make a point of saying this, that do not think that intensity drops. Whatever is prohibited is prohibited with the same intensity level as during the Shiva. Just give me 1 second. So in order to see it, I want to show you a Ravid. And the Ravid is quoted on page 4 by the Ramban in Torah Ha'adam. So the Ramban writes, Kasav Haraidza. Dvarim Elu, that which was I quoted before, and what I quoted before was that those of you, Chuni, who's got a mustache, sometimes on Chol Shamoeg, he will want to what? Trim his little mustache. Why? Because it gets in the way of eating. Are you allowed to trim your mustache on Chol Hamoed to enable you to eat a little more comfortably?
We learned
that. Gemara said that what?
We learned that already.
Good! Says the Ravid, it only applies to Chol Hamoed, but not to an Avel. Let's read it. Kasav HaRavid Zal Dvarim Halalu dafka b'moed amru, avol ba'avelus osu. Disanya be'evel rabasi, there's a masecht of brisos, late brightot, which is called evel rabasi, litispores ketzad, osur b'netila seyar, echad roishai ve'echad kol seyar shabo, ve'echad zikano. The Rayel Adavar, Ulifiboshes, Ben Shaul Yotzolik Ras Hamelech, Velo Asa Raglov, he didn't cut the nails on his feet, Velo Asa Sifam Mo, he didn't even trim his mustache. For Harav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Geus, the Ritz Geus, Hitir Sofa, Kol Shema Akeves b'toch Shloshim u'b'toch Shiva Asa. The Ritz Geus said that it is what? Prohibited during the Shiva to trim your mustache, even if it is interfering with your eating. And during the Shloshim, it is permissible. U'v'chein pasku b'psukos u'b'gdolos. That's the Balachas Gedolos. And whoever the psukos is, says the Ramban, umistavra sha'af betoch zayim nami mutter. I believe that if it's just to what? Enable you to eat, I think it even applies to what? Even during the Shiva. Why? Says the Ramban, continuing, says the Ramban, V'zeh mimachlukoso shel Rabbeinu Zal b'tziponayim shehichranu lo b'riya debetok shiva nami mutter. This is touched upon another issue, namely, can you trim your nail, not cut them, but just trim your nails if they are interfering with what? Putting on your shoe properly. Says the Ramban, well, that I think is also mutter. De'eino bidin sheyislach lech be'achila b'safa. It's not required al pidin that you look like a slob because there is food on your mustache every time you eat. V'hanacha kol shema akfin, and to leave it there if it is precluding you from what? From eating properly. Now, says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, in trying to understand what's happening here. Yeah. I want you to look at one more Ramban, and then I'll give you his theory. One more Ramban. And that is on page 6. Page 6. The Ramban says something shocking. That's why it's the Ramban. V'chein nira old, she'ikar avelus min ha'toira, Eino ella beidunin kigon rechitza sicha tashmishamita tefillin shehin pe'er tichbote karboset tisporet de simcha viavelus kishma shelo yisaseg bidvarim shel simcha. Ella bedivrei avelus.
What does bedunin mean?
Bedunin means things that are enjoyable. I, the Ramban, say that the very essence of avelus min hatoira is only to prohibit those types of activities that have an enjoyment basis to it. That's, and he lists those activities which he considers an enjoyment. And avelus is what? is defined as shelo yisaseg bidvarim shel simcha ela bidvarim shel avemus. V'zeh aninus shebelev shemimenu lomdu shelo yisaseg bidvarim shel simcha. Aval, listen to this. Min al v'sando v'atifa einan min atayrim. But not wearing shoes is never incorporated in the halacha of wearing of shiva. Never incorporated on a d'oraisa level. Same thing, wearing your head completely covered, just having a little thing for your eyes to peek out in your mouth and your nose, that's not asur min ha-Torah. Shelo amra Torah li'anot, the Torah does not expect us to what? Vaza li'anot? Suffer, like your affliction, like Yom Kippur. Ve'inisem es nafsho seicha. Ve'ulitzair nafsho minoheich shel kol olam. What does the halacha not expect you? To move below that which is considered the norm of society existence. What does the halacha demand of you according to this Ramban? Enjoyment.
You just mentioned about the turning of the bed, though.
I know that that's halacha in the base of it. That's halacha in base of it. Nothing. He's talking about that which is on the gavra, on the gavra. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban says that all avelus, even what, even for that of shiva, the Torah never intended that the Avel should conduct him or herself in a manner that is below decent human behavior. Never intended that. So the Ramban has given us four things that are included in that below that standard. Namely, not wearing a shoe. Two, not to wrap your head. And he said before that you're allowed to trim your mustache. Because not to eat like a human being, that's not enjoyment. That's to act like a human being. And the halacha did not distinguish, does not demand that we go below that which is noheg sheba olam. That's the Ramban's opinion. Yes.
Is that the exemption of the Rabbi Gamaliel, who's the Istinus? Gemara and Brachos?
Could very well be.
What was the question?
Is that the heter of Rabbi Gamliel who bathed during the Shiva? Because for him, that was going below. But no, yes, 100%. That's a very good illustration. Good. Now said Rav Aaron. Just give me, yeah.
I'm saying the Ramban. Is he saying that that's only at a dress level, or that even mid-Rabbanon those things are not?
He doesn't discuss the mid-Rabbanon level. But he's trying to understand what is the definition of Avelus mid-Oraisa. Suggested Rav Aaron, I'm going to take this idea of the Ramban, disagree with him, and claim that therein is the distinction between Shiva and Shloshim. The halacha could very well say that during Shiva, we expect you not even to maintain the level of what? Noheg Shiva Olam. We expect you to behave in such a fashion that you deny yourself not just the pleasures which lead to simcha, but what else do we expect to deny you from? Even a certain standard that is below normal living conditions. Therefore, says Rav Aaron, I understand why some Rishayim, like the Ritz Geus, make a distinction about the mustache between Shiva and Shloshim. During the Shiva, what are we expecting for you? I'm going to use a Yiddish phrase that can't be translated into English. We expect you to be an umensch. An umensch. Anybody want to translate for the people who are never new mamelushin?
Subhuman.
Subhuman, exactly. What?
Untermensch.
Below human being.
Untermensch.
Unmensch, we call it. He's not a human being. That's what the halacha demanded of you during the shloshim, during the shiva. Hence, the Ritz Geyer says, I don't care that you're going to have food dripping all over your mustache. Couldn't care less. The fact that when you put a piece of steak in your mouth, part of your mustache is coming into your mouth too. Doesn't bother. However, during Shloshim, the nature of Avelus changes. The standard that the Halacha demands only during Shloshim is simply no Idunin, no Simcha, no activities of Simcha. But to act like a regular human being under those circumstances that we allow you during the Shloshim. So what he's suggesting is that which the Ramban believed is the din even for Shiva, he is suggesting maybe the Ramban is, we can disagree with the Ramban. But therein might be distinction between Shiva and Shloshim. Therefore, that's the interpretation of the Ritz Geus, because the Ravid prohibited it for both, Shloshim and Shiva. The Ramban permitted it for both, I mean with the mustache, to trim your mustache for Shiva and Shloshim. The Ritz Geus is the only one who made that difference. Just give me one more second. Said Rav Aaron, think along those lines and explain the Shach. Think along those lines and now explain the Shach. Al Pidin, Rechitz is perfectly permissible. However, there is a minhag not to observe. Not to what? Not to bathe. And to continue the Isur of Rechitza from when? From the Shiva. During the Shiva, says the Shach, you have to be an Ummensch. An Ummensch doesn't take a drop, doesn't take a shower at all. Hence, I know why. Rechitza is asur bein bitzonan bein bechamin. But during the shloshim, that change has to be given to expression. During the shloshim, a person can remain a mensch. He is not expected to conduct himself in a manner which is shilo b'nohei ka'olam. And the only thing is considered is the extreme pleasure. Therefore, bitzonan is perfectly okay. Bechamin, the minug is to us to ose. Bechamin. It's me'od, me'od mistaber. It's a very long. Rav Aaron said, I know that this is not what the Ramban's opinion is. The Ramban planted the seed in his mind to introduce that using those criteria, I can look at it from a different perspective and differentiate between Shiva and Shloshim, and it explains the Ritz Geus' opinion and it explains the Shach's opinion, something which everybody else couldn't understand because they looked at the Isur of Rechitza as related to Siruk, to combing your hair. And then as we said, it makes no difference to distinguish between hot and cold water. What's it make a difference? If we're afraid that you're going to rip out any hands. It's got nothing to do with ripping out your hands. It's a minog to extend the Isur of Rechitza. That's the minog. But the Isur of Rechitza, by definition, changes because the mahut of Shloshim changes as opposed to Shiva. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. That when a person is sitting Shiva, you are feeling not like a human being. That's human beings don't sit on the floor all the time. You know, it's ma'od ma'od mustafa. Yeah. Nope. Okay. You let me in anyhow? I'm Shams one, you let me in? Yeah.
The whole source of this comes from the process of Yom Yarach Yom.
According to the Rambam.
So what about the others? Because my question then is, if you look at the Baksa Sevi Yagam, why not look at how others mourn? Because Baksa Sevi Yagam, Nishri Fastar is a very extreme example. She's got to shave her hair. You have to make her try to look as unappealing as
right.
Whatever. So you put whatever, how many ever hurdles or obstacles you might in his path. And this may, of course, be part of that extreme procedure. But why not just look at how maybe the office or other people...
He was just looking for a source where it says black on white, Yerach Yomim, a month.
And the others, where did the others go?
Okay, so that's others going to quote the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. That they mourned Moshe Rabbeinu for 30 days. It says that in Parshas... The Zois HaBracha.
Aaron also, no?
But
wasn't Aaron?
Aaron also,
Miriam.
Yes.
Miriam also.
Yeah. But it doesn't say Miriam for 30 days.
No.
It does not say it in the text. What?
Yaakov
also?
I think it was longer.
30 after for Avedos. Okay. So, but again, Rishonim are reluctant to quote those psukim because they're before Kabbalah Satayra. That's why they look to Moshe Rabbeinu, which after Kabbalah Satayra, and here it said black and white 30.
But doesn't that make the question of the Rambam a little bit more difficult? He could have said the same thing.
I agree with you. I don't know what pushed the Rambam to ignore Moshe Rabbeinu and take this halacha. I don't know. Yeah. And in fact, if you now go for a second to page 7, which is the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan, and he writes, V'af lefi haminhag, even according to the minhag of avoiding rechitza, ein ha'isur ela b'chamin, avol b'tzonan mutar b'toch lamed kol gufo. And the brackets say Shach Sifkat Nala. The Aruch HaShulchan is ignoring Rav Kiveger, ignoring the Taz, ignoring the Double Gambava, and simply quoting the Shach.
No, he quotes the other pillar.
No, in terms of his Psak.
Oh, then he's then, okay.
V'yesh min hagdolim the Sfirulei the Lefi haminag gam betzoynan osur kol lamad bechol gufa Double Merava Rav Kiveger va'ani toma. I am perplexed. To halafi tam hashenish in his bayer, vadai de lo shayach ze bitzona. According to the second explanation, what does the second explanation say? In halacha beis, he quotes the Ramah. If you look at halacha beis for a second. The Ramah writes, the Kosov Rabbeinu Ramah, the Chol Zemidina, the Medina Eino Asur Rak Shiva. Ava Achakein, Mutar Beruchitza, Elishin Nohagu Ha'id, the lesser Ruchitza Kolam. Vafilu Loch of Harosh Asur, the Aim Lishanos Hamina, Kimina Kodumhu, we saw this last week, Venis Yaseid Al Pi Vatikin. Vehatam, the Chashinan Dilma Asil Lisrikas Harosh. We're afraid he's going to comb his hair. Well, if he's there, l'didan, the sharinan lisro karosh, hayamuter lirchotz. Today, we allow you to comb your hair during the shloishim. We allow you. So if you're allowed to comb your hair during the shloishim, why can't you take a bath? Avol yesh omrim, the asur misham tisporet, shekein derech hanichnas bamerchatz legaleach rosho. Well, the fize osur gam l'didan, v'ze shekosav lochof harosh, haynu bechamin ubitzonan mutter. That which he prohibits chafifa—that's to like wash your hair, scrub your hair—that's only with chamin, but not with sonan. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that the halacha is like the shach, and he writes.
Lefi tam hasheni.
Well, lefi tam hasheni, which is because of the haircut.
She spurred around.
This one, vaday lo shayach ze bitzonan. The rak hanichnas lamerchatz Darko Ligaleach Rosho. Who used to take a shave after they bathed? If you went to the merchatz, to the bathhouse.
With the hot water.
What do you think there was in the merchatz?
Hot water.
Only hot water. With cold water, you could have stayed home. You didn't have to go to the merchatz. Everybody had cold water, but nobody had hot water. Hot water was only in the merchatz. There was a custom, after you bathe, you took a shave. Cold water, that was not the practice in the merchatz. So the reason for the prohibition of rechitza, if it's related to the giluach issue, then I have no reason to prohibit cold water whatsoever. If that's the reason. And certainly the way Rav Aaron Lichtenstein understood it, again, no reason whatsoever to prohibit cold water. Yeah. All right, Lomagein Weiter. Yeah. So the Gemara said, we read this already, I just want to read it again because I want to do a Tosfos. Amar Abaye, Halacha Kabashol, Biyom Shiva. The Halacha is like Abashol at the end of Shiva. Namely that we say, Mixas Hayon Kikula. Umodim Chachamim Labashol, Biyom Shloshim, Damrina Mixas Hayon Kikula. The Chachamim admit that Abashol is correct only at the end of the Shloshim. By the end of Shiva, the Chachamim disagree with Abashol. Bava Amar, Halacha Kabashol, Beyom Shlishi, Beyom Shloshim. The Halacha is like Abashol at the end of the Shloshim. Ve'en Halacha Kabashol, Beyom Shiva. But the Halacha is not like Abashol when? At the end of the Shiva. Just the opposite. Unahar Da'i Amre, Halacha Kabashol, Bezu. Why? The Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedivri Hamekil, Be'ovel. The Halacha always is like the Mekil. And this, in and of itself, is a topic unto its own. I know I've mentioned it, but we have not seen all of the parameters of Hilchos Kedivri Hamekil, and that'll be the beginning of next year. Just want to keep reading a little. And then see a Tosfos or two. But next week, the beginning of the shiur will be trying to understand the parameters of Hilchos Kedivrei Hamekil Be'evel. Is it on account of the fact that Avelus is Midrabanan? In which case, it's not just a Gosha Kedish. Because on a Midrabanan level, we're often Mekil. Or is he saying, that's going to be, of course, a Machlokes HaRishonim. Or do we say, Hilchos Kedivri HaMekel Be'evel, even if Avelus is Midoraisa, which would be a much greater Chedush and requires much more explanation. So, take a look at the Tosfos, Halacha Ke'Abashol. Second Tosfos on the page. Says Tosfos, Nira the halacha kimoso bichol mai de polig atanakama. Bain bemiktas hayon kikulo. Bain leinyin im lo gilach. Remember we had a machloikis amoroyim. If somebody had the license, the right by halacha to take a shave or a haircut erev yantiv. And after the Shloshim, because Yantav came, and what happened? He didn't take a haircut. So if you remember on Yutes Amud Aleph, on the bottom, there was one Amora who said that the din of Shloshim resurfaces, and that he's not permitted to take a haircut for another 30 days. The Gemara made that machloikis dependent upon the machloikis chachamim in Abba Shaul, whether or not you say mitzvah sayon kikulo ana. Says Tosis. Now that our Gemara says halacha k'Abba Shaul, do not think that this psak is a local psak, that it's only whether or not you say mitzvah sayon kikulo during the shiva, or mitzvah sayon kikulo only at the shloshim, but the halacha is like Abba Shaul that we say mitzvah sayon kikulo every time after the shiva and the shloshim. It's not only in relationship to mitzvah sayon, it's also in relationship to what? To the other machlokes which got this whole discussion started. Namely, that if there is a heter to shave Erev Yom Tov because the shloshim is going to be terminated, and he does not do so, to what happens? He's allowed to shave any time thereafter. And we do not paskin like the Tanakhama, who says that if you don't take advantage of the rabbinic license to shave under those circumstances, you're going to be punished and not shave for an additional 30 days. That's what Tosis says. Midolo machlig b'halacha. Since the Gemara just uses a broad general statement, what is the broad general statement? Halacha ke'Abba Shaul. It doesn't say halacha k'Abba Shaul only in this regard, namely mitzas hayoin kikula. Harin b'Yerushalmi makshel rabbanan da'Abba Shaul. The Rin in the Yerushalmi raises a question according to the rabbanan who oppose Abba Shaul. Ma bein shloshim yom, ma bein yom shloshim liyom shmini. De ka'amar mitzas hayoin kikulo umidaleach erev haregel. V'yom shloshim lo amar mitzvah sayon kikulo shiyehei megalech bo. Rin asked the question, according to the Tanakh, to the Chachamim, why did they say that we only apply Abba Shaul in one of the two cases? Which one? In the case of Shiva. But in the case of shloshim, we do not apply mitzvah sayon kikulo. Do not apply mitzvah sayon kikulo. So, you might know of an answer already based on what we said last week or 2 weeks ago. What did we say? Why we might not apply mitzvah sayon kikulo when we spoke about a different issue?
Because of nikar.
About Shabbos.
Nikar.
Correct. You need something nikar to what? To trigger mitzvah sayon kikulo. You have to observe an avelus so that we can say mitzas hayoin shel avelus kikulo. Since on Shabbos, when the seventh day of the Shiva comes out on Shabbos, so there is no manifestation of avelus, only dvarim shebitzina. Since there is no public act of heker avelus, therefore what happens? We don't say mitzvah sayon kikulo. You got to wait till after Shabbos. Remember we discussed that. Can you give him an aliyah? Shabbos in the morning, Shabbos to mincha. And the conclusion was that if you adopt this opinion, it means it's all day. The Isurei Shiva until Shkia Sachar. Fine. So Shloshim. You could use that the same thing about Shloshim.
It's always like that.
Because by Shloshim, there is never any what? Heker of Avelus. Because there is nothing positive that you do to manifest Avelus. What do?
You don't.
We just don't. You don't shave. You don't do your lawn. You don't wear starch clothing. That's all you do. So there is no positive manifestation on day number 30, even if it's a Tuesday, so that we should kick in the halacha of mitzvah sayon kikulo. That's what we could have answered. Let's take a look what Tosis answers. Maybe it's the same thing. Uvishani. The difference is Mishim kvod heregel heitiru. That when Shiva ends, we will say Mitzvah Sayon Kukulo on Erev Yontif, Mipnei Kvod HaRegel. Sharei Chal Shmini Shelo BaErev HaRegel Migaleach Erev HaRegel. Because if the eighth day of the Shiva comes out when? On Shabbos, and Erev Yontov, what do we allow him to do on Erev Yontov? Shave on Erev Yontov, but they quote a regular. However, Ve'ilu Chal Shloshim B'Shabbos, Eino Migaleach B'Erev Shabbos. But if the 30th day of the Avelus of Shloshim comes out on Shabbos, does anybody say you're allowed to take a shave on Friday, Mishum Kvod HaShabbos? No. Therefore, says Tosfos, I will make a distinction. Where there is a concern to take a haircut for Erev Yontif or a shave for Erev Yontif, I will say on the Shiva, Victor Sayon Kikulu. But on the Shloshim, we don't see that we apply Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo when the 30th day comes out on Shabbos. And what are we going to say? On the 29th day, let him take a haircut. That's what Tosfos says. So therefore, I always paskin, say the Chachamim, that we don't apply the halach of Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo at the end of Shloshim. That's what Tosfos answers. So I'm waiting for the question.
What if the last day of Shloshim is Erev Yontif? Why is he sitting on Kikula for Shloshim?
Exactly. He's mixing up two cases. By the Shiva case, what did he do? He said the eighth day was on Shabbos. That's nice. So then the halacha says you can take a haircut on Shabbos. And excuse me, on Friday, on Erev Yontif, can take a haircut on Erev Yontif and say Mitzvah Sayon Kikula. Well, I could have made the same case for the Shloshim. Exactly. You know what? The Shloshim ended when? On Erev Yontif. The Shloshim came out on Shabbos for Erev Yontif. Yeah. And we should say the same thing. But we don't. But the two cases here are not analogous. When does Tosfos want you to take a shave when the 30th day comes out on Shabbos? When does he want you to do it?
Sunday.
But then that's day 31. What would he have wanted you to do in his argument? When? On the 29th. Why would I say Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo on the 29th? Who would ever say Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo on the 29th?
Well, that's it.
Makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. And many Rishonim are puzzled. What is this Rin answering in the Yerushalmi? What is he answering? I haven't seen the Rin on the Yerushalmi. I don't know who he is. It's very difficult. The answer which is circulating on the floor, you said this specifically, I understand why I can distinguish between Shiva and Shloshim. Because by Shiva, there are Nihugei Avelos Beheker. Therefore, you can apply Mitzvah Sayon Kikulo. But by Shloshim, there aren't any. But Tosfos' explanation to compare two different cases, which are not at all comparable. And that's how you're going to base your explanation as to why the Chachamim disagree with Abba Shaul and say we only believe you for Shiva but not for Shloshim? It's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult. I don't have a good answer for Tosfos. I do not have a good answer for Tosfos. Yeah. Continue the Gemara for another line.
The math is wrong.
Shloshim Yom Minolon. Where do I get the Isur of Avelo Shloshim Yom? Yalif Pera Pera Minazir. Ksiv Hacha Roshechem Al Tifra'u. Uksiv Hasam Gadel Pera Sa'arosha. Ma lahalon shloshim yoin, afkan shloshim yom. Here too, 30 days. So the Gemara itself gives us a source for shloshim yoin. You compare it to nazir. As the Gemara will say in a second, stam nazirus is shloshim yoin. And since the Torah uses the expression gadel pera, allow your hair to grow wild, so too when the Torah says roshechem al tifro, now who is that pasuk written about? Al tifro, don't allow your hair to grow wild.
Another.
Who was that?
Aaron.
That's correct. And his two sons, right after the death of Nadav and Aviv. So the Gemara learns out they were not allowed to allow their hair to grow wild. But everybody else allows their hair to grow wild.
So why do you need nazir? So why do you need a comparison to nazir?
Because 30, I need shloishim yom.
30 days.
How did I know? Just said rochem al tifro. Gadel pera is by nazir. And by nazir we have a halacha, stam nazirus shloishim yom.
So they take that one isur of, or one...
isur of tisporet to generate everything else. That's correct. That's what this Gemara is doing.
That's why the Rambam is a little better, or Bachasa, you know.
Because it's a din of all of Havelus. It's not just, could be. Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you hear the joke about Vostitzach? You didn't hear that joke? The Vostitzach joke? Apparently, President Trump asked one of his advisors, how come the Jews know everything? So he said, because they're always talking to each other, and as soon as they see each other, they ask, what's Titzach? What's doing? So they know what's going on. So the president decided he was going to test it himself. So he's going to go into Borough Park, dressed up like a chassid, and the first person he comes to is going to say, Shalom Aleichem, Vos Titzach. And that's what he does. Gets dressed up like a chassid, comes into Borough Park, and, you know, makes believe nobody knows him. Goes over to a chassid and he says, Vos Titzach, President Trump is in town.
I heard he's walking around.
All right, we'll stop here, and we'll continue next Shabbat with Hilchus HaKedivei HaEikel BeEiva. There's also another Hilchus HaKedivei BeEiruvin. Also, Kedivei HaEikel BeEiruvin. Yeah.